Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Let's clear the air, shall we? 585-252-9800. Who do we got weighing in here this morning? Thank you guys for all the unpopular opinions. Dan texted in first and said there should be a deposit and return system for cigarette butts to encourage the dirty, lazy, littering people who just drop them in the street to not do so. I don't think that's going to work, Dan, but I like where your head's at.
Dan, you're crushing it.
There should be a deposit and return system for cigarettes. Have you seen those new smoking commercials on TV?
No.
They're brutal.
Why?
Like, if you smoke cigarettes, you're going to die a very terrible, slow death.
You are.
And I'm like, oh, I don't really know anyone that smokes anymore, except for a couple of our coworkers.
Except for all of our coworkers. We are the, I am proud to say that we are the only station in this building who doesn't have someone working on it that smokes cigarettes.
Actually,
how crazy is that?
You want to take it a step further? Breezy and I have never tried a cigarette in our entire lives.
I wouldn't say that. I definitely have.
Oh, you have. Oh, that's right. What? You thought you were going to get addicted.
No, I was addicted. So picture this. I'm blackout in New York City.
Oh my God.
And I'm at Town Hall. And I'm at a Halloween party and I'm smoking a cigarette outside. I'm like 22 at the time. And I'm flying home the next morning with nicotine in my mouth. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm addicted to these. God. Now I'm, and I was spiraling down a drain on the plane, which just sounds like a Dr. Seuss book. And I was like, so now I'm addicted to cigarettes. Right. And now I have to purchase my first pack of Camels. And it was a hard journey, but we made it.
Filtered.
Yes. I need to do mine for today because I've been thinking about it all weekend.
All right, right after mine.
Okay.
I think companies should have to legally declare how many, like how long they reasonably expect their products to last. So if it's going to break after 3 years, I think they should just say it. You know what I mean? I don't want my TV going bad during the Super Bowl. Just say, hey, we give this a shelf life about 3-4 years, then you're definitely going to need another one.
Did you watch the Buy Now documentary?
Didn't finish it.
Me neither. But my girlfriend looked at me and was like, this is literally you. And I'm like, why are you talking to me?
If you guys haven't seen this on Netflix.
It's actually quite scary.
It's very scary because, let's be honest, we're all huge consumers and we buy and buy and buy. And where do you think all that crap is going eventually?
Yeah.
Where does it end up?
And just even like, you know, what it takes to make it and put into the air.
Yeah.
It's wild. Not even talking about the consequences of which when you get rid of it or throw it. When you throw things away, this is basically the entire documentary, when you throw things away, you're not actually throwing them away. They're just going somewhere else that is taking up space, polluting air, things of that nature.
And a majority of these clothing, too, I know some of us
covered in lead.
Donate clothes, but a lot of them are just getting burned in landfills. It's very scary. It's a good watch, though. What's yours for today?
So mine for today is I need to just say this and say it one time and say it as loud as I can for the people in the back. I'm so sick and tired of people throwing around buzzwords thinking they know what they mean, and they're only using them because they're trendy. Narcissist, gaslighting. Like, we use the term narcissist like we say hello.
A lot of people use it,
and
yeah.
It's just too much. Like, I can't take it. I can't take one more, because calling someone or something or a tendency narcissistic is extremely, extremely damaging to one's character, and we're just throwing it
around
like candy.
Now it doesn't hold its value.
That's what I'm saying.
Doesn't hold its weight.
These words, when you make them buzzy and cute and quirky and fun, they don't mean what they are intended to mean in a dictionary or what the actual definition of it is. So if you're going to sit there and say, oh my God, that person's such a narcissist, that person's gaslighting, please define a narcissist for me. Please. No, please do. Well, you know, they're mean. It's like, what? Grow up. Stop using words you don't. And listen, I'm not saying I know what words mean. I'm dyslexic. I can't even read. But like, at the same time, don't use words to make yourself sound smart when you don't even know what they mean. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you.
Good. All right. Thank you, Breezy. Appreciate that. Let's go over to Karen. What a time to be a Karen. People who say winter is their favorite season are weird, and when asked to justify it, will describe some perfect scene that happens once or twice a year. Blue sky, crisp, still air, etc. That's not a season. That's a weekend. Winter is 99% dark, overcast, rainy, with horrible forced winds. There, I said it. All right. Karen, well said, actually. Well said.
Thank you so much, Karen. And this person just comes out of the gate and said, bread isn't that good. There, I said it.
It's a hot take.
All right. Thank you.
Bread is not that good. Sports podcasts need to stop inviting guests that have no qualifications to be on there. I could give a rat's ass what Jake from State Farm thinks about the Buffalo Bills' third down conversion rate. There, I said it.
Also, why is nobody talking about the fact that Tom Brady last night looked like he was fighting for his life? He was so scared. I was like, blink twice if you're okay.
Well, listen, this is all very new to him, being a commentator, you know?
Yeah.
He's played the game for years. He hasn't really had to talk about it in front of millions of people, but he's getting better each week. There, I said it.
Okay.
Morning, Moose and Breezy.
Stan.
Elementary school teacher here. If you're one of the parents who allow your son's hair to grow long, we know he's going to be a little turd. There, I said it. Oh, shots fired.
And that's what we call gentle parenting. Perfect.
And then let me end it with our boy Chuck. Once a cheater, always a cheater is not true. There, I said it. I've changed. I'm being fully honest. I've changed.
Chuck the cheater weighing in.
We believe you, buddy. Thanks for weighing in.
Take Moose and Breezy with you and listen to and follow PXY Mornings in the free Odyssey app.
The number one hit music station.
PXY. Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
It's another Moosterpiece Theater, and today's a little bit different. I figured with the holidays, this one really hits home. What did we do last? Oh, we did The Marriage Story last week. I don't think there was anything about that was related to the holidays, now that I think about it.
Yeah, I'm like, you're like, we're doing holiday films? I was like, not this person getting a divorce in a very volatile way.
Well, most divorces...
Happy holidays!
Most of those divorces do take place in December, right? Do they not? That's what I read.
I don't know.
In a book. So today's Moosterpiece Theater is all about the holidays. Now, Breezy, you're playing a grown man. You're trying to kill Santa Claus. Apparently, you didn't get what you wanted as when you were a little kid. And now it's all about revenge. So really muster that up inside of you. Think about all the times you've ever wanted to get revenge on an individual, most likely an ex. But think to that. And then I need you to use that within the scene today.
You got it.
All right. I'm going to set the tone here. I have my music ready. The lights are ready. Cameras. I'm crafty. What questions do you have?
So, like, I'm pissed.
Very much so.
I'm very angry.
Yeah.
Where are we?
Outside in the snow.
Yeah, so I'm even more mad.
Yeah, you're holding two rifles.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, you're literally trying to murder Santa. This is legit, okay? I'm playing the...
Am I seeing red?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But okay. You're not over the top screaming or anything like that. So
I'm just crazy.
You don't need to play it that way. Okay. All right? I'm playing Kris Kringle, okay? So I have the first line.
Okay.
All right?
One last thing. Am I creepy? Like, is it like a creepy vibe? Or am I just irate?
You're a desperate, broken man who's just at this point in a pathetic place in his life.
I know many of those men. I can channel that. Let's go.
If you know the name of the film, hit us up, 585-252-9800. What's the name of the movie on Moosterpiece Theater? And action!
Jonathan Miller, you twisted child. Why don't you do us a favor and put those guns down, son?
You remember this? I always thought you'd forget about me. This was the only damn thing you ever got me for Christmas. A Hot Wheel! All the times I wrote you...
I'm sorry, son. There are limits to what I can do. I couldn't replace your parents.
Yeah, you couldn't. Well, here you are! I've come for your head, fat man.
Yeah, relax, Jonathan. You think you're the first? You think I got this job because I'm fat and jolly?
You realize I'm gonna have to blow your head off, right? You realize that?
Oh, was that right? Well, I'm not sure Mrs. Claus or Rudolph was going to like that very much.
Don't worry about Mrs. Claus. I'll take real good care of her. As far as a thought of your precious reindeer, I'm happy to turn them into turkey. No issue whatsoever. Now get on your hands and knees and beg for mercy.
Music ran out.
Was this an indie film? Can I just ask that?
No.
Okay.
You know what? You're finally making me realize why I never got you crap for Christmas. Starting to regret not shoving that stupid sock on the mantle you call a stocking with more coal. Now eat, lad! Pew, 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 pew!
Ow! You shot me! Santa, you shot me! You fat, disgusting pig! No milk. No cookies for you.
I just peed my pants.
And cut.
I couldn't run because I was dead.
No, right.
So,
yeah.
It wouldn't make sense.
It wouldn't make sense.
To run out of the room if screaming.
Yeah, but you know what? It would have been hilarious.
Yeah. I couldn't do it.
Wow.
But I did pee my pants. So.
Yeah. You know, the person actually playing Kris Kringle in this is an actor you would not think.
Moose writes in the script, coughs up blood, chokes, dies, and pisses his pants.
Right. Of course. Very detailed.
I'm a writer.
Very detailed.
A couple of you guys actually hit this on the mark. Somebody, what's that Santa movie with...
Bad Santa?
No, not Bad Santa. Christmas Chronicle. Who's the guy in that? Keith Richards? I don't know. It's not Christmas Chronicle.
I honestly have no idea.
Really great guesses. Somebody did guess Bad Santa. Bad Santa 2. Nope, it's none of the Bad Santas.
I hate Bad Santa.
No, Mark, it's not Jurassic Park. Thank you for your guess. Bad Santa is probably one of my all-time favorite Christmas films.
It's probably the worst movie I've ever seen.
It's not.
I can't believe they made two. Honestly.
This person did get it. The name of the film is Fat Man.
Right.
And the lead in this is Mel Gibson.
Wow, he was a starving artist at the time, wasn't he?
No, this was, what year is this? This is actually from 2020. This was 4 years
ago. Oh, dear.
Yeah, so watch the whole film tonight, will you? I guess. This scene, awesome. That's why I picked it. Okay. You played it very well. I think you did a great job on it.
Yeah,
So watch it tonight. Bring it in tomorrow. If you haven't seen the movie, definitely recommend it. It's a holiday favorite. It's the 2020 film Fat Man starring Mel Gibson and Walton Goggins. Love him as well.
Who's Walton Goggins?
He's been in a lot. Django, The Hateful Eight. He's been in a ton of stuff.
Hateful Eight. Yeah, right. So, just my nickname in high school.
Bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review where you can score it a -3.
And I can't wait.
Call it a day. Peaks White Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. 46 for the high today.
Yes.
That, especially over last week. Let's talk about the ideal Facebook Marketplace exchange.
As you guys know, I'm moving. It's been my entire personality for the last 3 weeks. My girlfriend is quite literally over it, and she said if she has to move one more thing, I'm not moving in. So there's
But this is your last week in your place on Park Ave.
This is my last week in my place on Park Ave, and the move-out day, like hard date, is Saturday.
Saturday. How do you think you're going to react?
Listen, my whole apartment is empty right now, minus a few couple things I'm trying to sell. I'm doing a huge party tomorrow with a bunch of my girlfriends. I have a woman coming in to set up a picnic because everything's bare. There's nothing in there. So that'll be really fun.
What kind of picnic?
Just like a tea party. Like, we're all going to be sitting on the ground. There's going to be like pillows, and she does this for a living. So like, it's going to be a whole thing.
Where do you find these people?
It's just online. We're all friends online. So she's coming in tomorrow, and I'm closing up the odds and ends. But there has been a lot of buying and selling on my part from Facebook Marketplace. If you know me, you know I love a deal, a bargain.
Yes, you do. Yeah,
I love to save a buck.
Yeah.
And whether I'm buying or selling, there is one thing that I want to, one piece of advice I want to share with all of our friends this morning, that if you do this one thing when you're buying and selling on a Facebook Marketplace or something similar to, you will be an elite buyer and you will be an elite seller. And I know it takes a little bit of trust, but I do believe that there are good people in this world. And not everyone's trying to screw you. Some people are, for sure. Yeah, and the second that I am screwed on this, I won't do it anymore.
We do live in a world today where we constantly think people are trying to screw us.
But
can you blame us?
I think that the non-interaction transaction is key. Let me explain. Yesterday, I was chatting with this woman online. She wanted to buy my desk chair.
Yeah.
Great. Love it. So she's like, all right. I was like, I take cash or Venmo, but I prefer Venmo because, like, just put it in my account. You know what I mean?
She responds with, let me send you a cashier's check.
Right. So she goes, can I Venmo you now? And I'm like, yeah, Venmo me now. I place the item on the porch.
Oh, she came and picked it up.
We never see each other.
You never had to.
It's perfect.
Oh, that's great.
It's literally perfect. And I do that with people too. I just bought something over the weekend. And I was like, I Venmo'd her right away. I was like, just leave it on the porch. Like, we don't need to talk.
But
we don't need to do small talk because I had someone come grab my corner desk and it was a to-do.
It was a whole afternoon.
He wanted to come in my house. He wanted to hang out with me. And I was just like, I have somewhere to be.
This doesn't always work depending on who you're selling the item to.
It doesn't.
You remember Carol last week that texted in? Carol said she did the whole, I'm going to put my item on the porch. Woman showed up 15 minutes early and walked right into her home. No knock, no hi, hello. Just came into the house.
Yeah.
People are just creepy.
I just love the non-interactive transaction because there's just no need. We don't need to interact. We talked online. You know what it is.
Yeah.
Some people like to come and see it, but like, I mean, pictures are worth 1,000 words. Like, everything's in there. Like, and I am very upfront and honest. Like, if there's stains, I'll tell you. Or ask me questions. There's nothing wrong with it. It's what you see is what you get. So I really, moving forward, I want to write on my listings. We don't have to talk. We don't have to communicate.
No,
we don't ever have to see each other.
Right.
Here's my Venmo. Here's my address. Come through. And I don't care. I don't care if people have my address. It's not my address anymore.
See, when I was selling stuff, people wanted to come and see it first. I was selling a mirror. This woman was like, I need, I'm only off of work. I can take a lunch break between 2 and 3, but I need to know the weight of the mirror. I said, I don't know.
It's just the nonsense for me.
It's hanging up on the wall.
It's the people that are just like, hey, I love this. I want it. What's your Venmo? I'll be there at 11. I put it on the porch. Good to go. Have a nice day. Thank you so much. It's the pain in the asses that are like, what are the dimensions?
Yeah, she didn't like
what
that.
What is the weight?
The mirror was not made out of wood.
What is
the frame?
Is it made out of bamboo? I don't know. I got it from Target. I don't know. And I honestly, I don't want to sell to you because you're annoying me. I have someone over here who's already Venmoed me and they're going to be here in 10 minutes.
So if you are selling an item on Facebook, the way to go is not talking to the person. There's no exchange. Keep it on the porch.
Right.
Let them, they Venmo you. There's no games. There's no games.
No games. I don't have time for your games, Patricia. I don't care.
Why can't all relationships be like this? Just
very
no,
transactional.
Very, yeah. There's no conversation needed. Nothing.
Just get down to business.
It's on the porch.
My dignity is on the porch.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You come pick it up.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.